Yeah, this is In the Conversation. In this episode, we talk about a wide range of funny shit and some deep things and some things that you really gonna love.
You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Time for the End of Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon, crazy's Dominican, you know, Vladimir, come on, yo, my cool man from the county of Dade, Ali Muhammad.
Yeah, we are back. It is In the Conversation.
La conversación.
This is Damian Lemon on the microphone. And as always, on my right-hand side, I got...
El Capitán Vladimir Camaño.
Ah, hola. On my left-hand side, I got...
Esta. You got DJ Algorithm.
I see the focus grouping it in the sheet, in the streets.
Just a thumbs up on Algorithm.
Yeah, I think it's right. I think it's witty.
So go.
Yeah, rock
guru
with that shit,
nah,
man.
It's Ali Muhammad in here.
I can't wait to see Algorithm on a flyer.
No doubt.
No, it's real.
Is that a thing?
On JPEG.
It seemed like that's a thing. Like I saw some executives, you know what I'm saying? They were doing some speeches or whatever.
Yeah.
And then it was like a flyer, like, you know what I'm saying? Is that a thing to get one to get on a flyer?
Yeah, I think so.
Like
for some people, depending on what you're
doing. This was an exec that, you know what I'm saying, they've been a high exec for a long ass time. Yeah. So it's like, you on a flyer?
Yeah, well, you know. Niggas want they shine on every level.
I'm going to make me a flyer. Just to say I did that shit.
Yeah, man. You been on flyers before?
Not in my face. Not in a photo
shoot.
I'm talking about, like, you know what I'm saying? The full photo shoot on a flyer.
It depends. What are they giving back? Are they showing some? Are they dropping jewels? Typically, that's when the executives get on the flyers because they're going to
probably hit
you with that need-to-know information.
No doubt.
Okay.
I'm going to make myself a flyer.
Hey, get yourself a flyer, man. Algorithm.
Promote something.
On the ones and twos.
Yeah, flyers always, especially when you first start out doing comedy, and you get your first face on, you get your first photo on a flyer.
Yeah. That was a big deal. That's why, you know, the hump.
Yeah, we had the comedy.
We made
hump.
Flyers, even when motherfuckers ain't really had no credits. We still gonna present it as such.
That's an event.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, also, you document it first.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Because
what
happens?
Exactly. You document it, and then when shit pay off.
No doubt.
Like when motherfuckers top line.
No doubt.
An NBC.
Top line.
Well, you know what I mean? Before we get to that, though, real quick.
Oh shit.
We'll get to that. Slow down,
shorty. Take it easy.
Damien and I, when we first started making our flyers, Damien and I used to run a show downtown at the Laugh Lounge, which is no longer in existence.
Context is key.
But we noticed there was a trend. Some of the flyers in the hood are just the tackiest things. I mean, dude, it's like,
yeah,
the women that are supposed to be at the event are not at the event. They put these voluptuous women on the cover of the flyer, and then you get to the party and like,
and it got nothing to do with voluptuous women.
Nothing
to do.
Baby
shower.
It'd be a baby shower.
Just ass. This is how babies is made. But there's some charm to the hood fly.
It's an art to it.
11 numbers to get tickets. You know what I mean? Three beauty salons, two
five promoters.
You know what I mean?
And
man,
a good fly guy is always, in high demand.
High demand.
Oh man, a graphic designer.
A good graphic designer is always like, I know a guy.
Graphic designer time is a whole different type of time. When they tell you 2 weeks, that don't mean 2 weeks.
I know.
I feel like Vlad has had a good flyer designer though on occasion.
Uh-oh.
I would say his name, but I don't want other people taking him.
Right, I get it.
So I'm gonna keep his name private. But the person who's listening, I want to say thank you very much for your quality work.
Oh, there you go. Timely work.
timely work.
Timely work. Shit.
Jumping in the conversation.
I'm trying to keep said person available.
Totally, I get it. Okay.
God damn.
He can motherfucker straighten you on your own show.
You know what I mean? I'm about to check this motherfucker.
Oh, don't be talking about the designer, motherfucker.
He about to design a flyer checking that ass.
Hint.
Oh, shit. Well, now that we done settled that.
I know. Good old Flannery.
Let's get back to the celebration.
No doubt.
Congratulations to this man, Vladimir Camaño.
Yes, this is true.
Top lining in NBC Put Pilot.
Yes, Put Pilot for NBC.
What's a Put Pilot?
A Put Pilot is a commitment from the network to produce the pilot episode and a strong commitment to air it.
I mean, they're going to put that shit on television.
They're going to put it on.
put it on. Shout out to Big Al.
Strong commitment to Eric. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, you got to produce a quality pilot. You know, that's a given. But yeah, so I was I sold the show to NBC, and I'm working with my team to write the script, cast it, and then we're gonna shoot the pilot, and hopefully, you know, get to 100 episodes, and I can retire and take care of my family for the rest of my life.
No doubt.
Yeah, good. Well, how you about feel? Let's
King,
talk about
King Dominicano over here.
You know
Jesus
what I mean?
Christ, man.
It is, you and
it
Juno.
Is, I know it is a. It is a. You know, it's gonna be. It's gonna be a.
How you feel?
I feel good, man. I feel good. I feel good. You know, I sing for the whole family. You know what I mean?
You sing for the whole.
I sing for the whole family. It's gonna be. It's gonna be
what
great.
What that means?
It's gonna be. It's gonna be. It's gonna be a fun show, man. Everybody's gonna be able to relate to it, and a lot of themes are gonna be presented that I think are timely.
Your dad on the toilet gonna be on there?
Dad's gonna be on the toilet talking.
With the door open.
Door open.
You gonna owe, that man a check?
Got
he
to.
Gonna come for you.
Keep it true.
That's gonna be your first scandal.
I know. It's gonna. I mean, yeah.
How the streets treating you? How them DMs looking? You so successful.
I've gotten calls from friends, man, that are absolutely hilarious. Like, friends have been pitching me for roles on the show. But every time they call me, it's always a lowly role. So the call, it's a swear to God, it's a true conversation. Like, yo, Vlad, if you need somebody, you know, mow that lawn, or you need a mailman on the show, you know what I mean? Hey. Somebody put a button on a shirt, you know.
They're trying to make it easy for you. Low-hanging you know, fruit, my man.
I'm not sure what to say. Like, yeah,
trying to aggravate you.
But it's just funny how people pitch themselves for the
lowest. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, for the
like,
lowest thing.
That says a lot about them too. Like, shit. Like,
hey man, they trying to get in the opportunity.
Where they fit in?
They already know you. Probably got your stars already lined up. They like, let me just get in the dough, man. So let me through the dough.
And some of them are joking, obviously, but some of them are serious.
You hit them with that bullshit ass position. You'd be like, all right, well, I got a bullshit position for you. You'd be like, damn, son, I ain't think the position was going to be this bullshit.
You know how to
for
sweep?
Real?
You know how to sweep?
Got me sweeping on this.
But, no, it's an exciting opportunity, man. So I'm excited. I sold the show took an amazing opportunity.
Yeah.
Word
amazing
up.
Amazing opportunity.
Congratulations, so. Man.
Thank you. I appreciate that, D. Thanks, Ali. Appreciate that.
No doubt. No doubt.
If you're interested, you can
what
go
you
online.
Do to celebrate? Did you celebrate anywhere? Did you. You know what I mean? I know you don't drink, but did you? You know what I mean? Raise a glass, or did you eat a
pop
piece of
sparkling grape
piece of cake or
something? Mm-hmm.
Blow a candle out?
I was with Ali when you know when I found when the announcement was made. Ali and I were together.
There you go.
And,
but we didn't celebrate.
We didn't celebrate. We just,
I just ruminated.
We went over logistics,
the fine points, and the deal
listen,
points.
Man, so you can't just go in there like that, man.
Hilarious. Have you had a celebration moment?
I think I went out. I did spots that night when I came. Honestly, I went out. I was working, man. I went back to work. Hit the lab.
Treat yourself to some Jordans or something.
Nah, man. I ain't do myself to no Jordans.
The blessing is in the work, huh?
Blessings in the work, and I want to. Yeah, I want to put together a good show. So,
you having a good fucking season out here, man. You need to celebrate it a little something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And just embrace the love a little bit. You just did. 2 hours, you did an hour for the New York Comedy Festival.
That's right, I did an hour for New York Comedy Festival at the Stand, which went fantastic, sold out show. And then I did one in Jersey the next night, which also went great. And then, you know, now working on the show, putting the script together. I'll be in LA soon, working on that stuff too. So, family's excited, you know, mom and dad are excited, brother's excited. My brother's a trip, brother's
I know you got
F
a role
sharp,
for him, dancing,
sharp,
a little walk on or something,
a little cha cha.
Gonna be the instructor or something. Has he leveraged for something? Like, I know, you know.
I gotta take care of that man. That man's gotta be taken care of.
That'll be your second scandal.
You know that's about me. You know that's me, right?
I knew the motherfucker.
When he wanted shit. Anyway, man. Well, congratulations, man. You know, Twitter, SoundCloud, Facebook. Congratulate
iTunes.
That man if you haven't yet. Congratulate that man.
Yeah,
man.
You can go online, go to the Hollywood Reporter. You can see the announcement for the show.
If you drink, raise a glass to that man, because he don't drink, but raise a glass to that man. Salutes.
So I'm excited, man. I am excited. I know I have a hard time
there
showing it, but
I'm
excited.
I can take it. That's what's up.
I'm excited. I just know that I have a lot of work ahead of me, that's all. But I am excited. I am excited.
There it is.
So it's a great opportunity. I thank you guys for being around me this whole time. Chris, good shout out to you, brother.
Oh, congratulations, man.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Ah, shit. What else is cracking, man?
Good opportunity to showcase, you know, family in the Bronx as well.
There you go. Family in the Bronx.
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
Showcase.
Culture. It's going to be great.
There you go. That old Bronx.
That shit
culture.
Called Vlad, too.
Vlad, huh? It don't get no Ella.
It's like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, El Capitan. You ain't want to go El Capitan. Not even L2. El Capitan. Or Blah.
Blah, man. Coño, Blah.
That's dope, B.
But it's weird because I'm, you know, I'm a shy guy, so it's been great though. But the love. The love has been great though, but I'm a very introverted, I'm a very private, you know, private person. So it's been weird to
I'm
go
watching
love.
You take this fucking.
You know, very. I'm just.
That's gonna be your role on the show.
I mean, already promoting. I'm on.
You know, I'm shy, but I'm as shy. As I reapproach this microphone, I just want to let you guys know again.
I'm gonna be on stage tonight, throwing down.
So spot.
Nah, that's so, what's up.
Thank
man.
You, man.
Congratulations.
I'm excited. I know I don't sound like it, but I'm excited.
Now you're starting to sound excited. Yeah. You're starting to sound more excited. Now you trying to convince us of your excitement. No, for real. I feel good.
I'm excited. It's a good opportunity. It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be fun, man.
Oh shit. This nigga Ali's not even interested in the podcast right now. I'm just oh, you over here reach out the dope. I'm just saying, my bad. I felt like there was no excitement at the table. My bad, brother. Okay. Sorry about that, bro. All right, let's get back into it. We're gonna cut right there.
My man.
Anyway, and man, you was looking real out of the conversation.
I got the NBC announcement, and then Damon, you were in DC.
I was in DC, man. I was out there working, man. I did some. I was out in 10 days. I ain't never been away this long on some work shit. I was working on a film. This film coming out is called Secrets. The movie, you know what I mean? Shout out to my man Jawan Lee, who's directing that. Jawan is a great friend of mine. This is his first feature film. He's a celebrated video director. He's been in the game for a while, from Philly. Jamal Hill is the writer. He's also from Philly, you know. And it was a cool cast, man. It was good people, you know what I mean? Good energy out there. Shout out to Harold House Moore, shout out to Denise Lawton, Denise Boutte, my man Dennis White, Oscar Gary Jr., I think it's Michelle Broom, you know, Hassan Hill, Lyric Hurd. It's a good little.
Sound like a reunion out there.
Yeah, well, we got a little scene. It's definitely a black movie. You know what I'm saying?
Reunion.
Chocolate City. You know what I mean? It's got a little couple plot twists to it, you know what I mean?
It's called Secrets.
Yeah, Secrets. So
it's got to be juicy.
It's definitely some sordid, you know, shenanigans and some motherfuckers get exposed and shit gets real. Mm. You know what I mean? There's a couple scenes in there where it gets physical.
I just love that phrase, you know sordid, I mean? Sordid shenanigans.
You know, I'm just trying to be vague because I don't want to give away too many plot points because I don't even know how much of this shit I could talk about.
I know.
Right.
I could just say it was. I play a dude named Tweet. You know what
Tweet?
I'm saying? Yeah, Tweet. Shout out to Twitter. And, you know, I guess I'm like a comic relief type of cat. You know, I pop in here, pop in there. It was an interesting experience, dude.
What'd you learn, man?
I learned that I'm not an actor. You know what I mean? I'm doing what I can. You know what I mean? It was moments where I was like, woo, I feel like the only nigga that was like, this is my second film. You know
but
what I mean?
The first one was like Spider-Man.
Yeah, which was a huge, but I was a cab driver. You know what I mean? It was cool.
Cab driver and Spider-Man.
It was beautiful. I love that. I love how that sounds and all of that. But there was a little bit more they needed from me in this one where, moments where, like, you know, there was some tense moments. And, you know, I'm a comic. You know what I'm saying? I'm a funny dude. That's just my natural inclination is to diffuse a little bit of the tension.
Bring a little levity.
You're talking about on the set or in the script?
On the set, in the script, it was tension in the script that needed to be manifested into acting.
Right.
So there'd be roles where I need to, you know, I got to get my, you know what I mean? It got to be poignant right now. You know what I mean? It's no places for smiles and shit. And it was a great opportunity. It was a great opportunity to be around cats that have been acting for a while to kind of see them advocate for themselves. This shit that you don't even know unless you've been doing it for a while. Shit to ask for and things of that nature. You know, like, it's. I don't want to get too deep into the particulars about it, but, you know, again, it was a great experience. I had fun. I looked good when I seen some of the, you know, I don't like to look at my own shit because I'm critical of that, but it looked like it was going to cut together cool.
I said
the film looked good. You know, I hope I'm not the nigga that's in the movie that's like, here this nigga go again. You know, I think it's going to be a fun time. We had a great, you know, had a great experience, man. It was cool. It was great. I rapped yesterday. It's still going on. I'll be shooting for a few more days. But, yeah, shout out to that whole squad over there. Shout out to Tressa Sanders and Life Changing Books and all of that. You know, it's a bunch of. It was cool on top of that the production was like, it was all, it was a black production. So it was good to see, like.
How were the craft services?
Oh, the craft services was black.
You know, I was going to say, consistent.
Yeah, yeah, it was consistent. It was fried chicken. Like, it was yams.
What, y'all had breakfast?
Nah, we ain't y'all, really. Y'all the breakfast no was, no, nah, no I, well, I might not have had breakfast. My call times wasn't that early, so I don't know what they was doing on the breakfast tip, but I know it was definitely some fried chicken, some jerk chicken, some
mac and cheese,
curry
in there.
Chicken, some mac and cheese, some collards.
What you going to have on the Vlad show?
Yeah,
oh, we going to have, you know.
Plantains, platanos.
Mango.
Mango, hilarious. We'll see. Yeah, what the price look like. I'm also a budget.
Rice and beans.
Yeah,
it's been a real black week on this internet, though. So that's all, you know what I'm saying? Speaking of black food, Patti LaBelle shit is out there.
Oh, yeah, I see. She got the internet going fucking crazy.
Over sweet potato pies.
I mean, it's about that time, right?
You know what I'm saying?
But this is
that's black as it gets right there.
It's one of the blackest things you could do. Because I think white people go pumpkin.
They go
pumpkin. We make that divergence.
Well, we can't speak for the whites.
White folks.
Flannery?
Could we hear from a white?
Yeah, I've typically had pumpkin pie. There sure.
No doubt.
I've had a sweet potato pie, but it's mostly pumpkin.
It's pumpkin in your
life.
This is my thing. Okay.
Go ahead with it. What's your thing?
I salute Patty. You know what I mean? I have yet to taste the pie, but I salute Patty. You know, this is my thing. It's coming in Thanksgiving season, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of older black women that's their shining moment when they come through that door.
And then bring the sweet potato pie.
With that sweet potato pie. Shout out to Miss Rice.
You know what I mean? It's going
to
be the battle.
It's going to be a battle. And Patty, you got Grammys. You're widely acclaimed for being a singer. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We tolerate you taking your shoes off and taking them to church. You already are celebrated in a huge arena.
Mm-hmm.
Why you want to put your foot in my pie shine
no
around Thanksgiving time? Which
Patty going to have to come. They ain't going to lay down. You think?
Of course not.
Annie and Granny going to lay down? They coming there with their cake, their pie.
Have you had it?
No. We don't live close to a Walmart.
Is that a Walmart? You can't order it online?
No, no. I'm not ordering no damn.
Would you taste it if you had the opportunity?
Of course I'd taste it.
I mean, I didn't know if you was opposed to
sweet potato pie. No, I'm not opposed to sweet potato pie, but I'm not driving the damn hour to go to Walmart.
Nah, we ain't gonna do all that. Would you?
I would taste it, yeah.
Alright. Well, shout out to Chloe Hilliard, because Chloe Hilliard has helped make this possible for the In The Conversation team. We got a little bit of that patty pie.
Oh, seriously?
But we just got a little bit. We're gonna taste this
in real time,
because we are in the conversation. And if this is in the conversation,
are you
yes,
get the fuck out
this
of
is
here.
The Patti LaBelle pie,
this
baby.
This mug done brought a Patti LaBelle pie.
We got a patty. This is very rare.
I don't even know.
As they say on the net.
You said Chloe when it got there?
Chloe Hilliard. Shout out to Chloe Hilliard. Shout out to
this is a soul out of
Brandon and Raven, Yamanika Saunders, they got a podcast, and
Chloe's the homie.
You know, they
I gotta take a picture of this.
They gave us a little piece of that.
All right, we're gonna taste the patty pie.
Cut that up, and we're gonna really taste it. And we probably ain't gonna sing like my man on Worldstar.
Nah, I ain't gonna turn me
you
into
know what
patty.
Mean? But you know,
when I tell you these biscuits will bless your soul, they will bless.
All right, hold on, you just went right before you ain't even. We ain't even gonna sing. Cut your piece off, brother. Get you.
Of course. What you gonna?
I thought we was going all at
gonna
the same
toast?
Time.
Gonna
no,
do
not
a,
toast,
no,
but we was going
the patty toast.
Ready?
Okay, patty.
Take a minute before we.
The guys are eating the pie.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool.
Oh, damn!
I mean, I done had better pie at the crib, but it's decent.
Now,
this is something you pulling off the shelf at the Walmart.
Miss Rice, you good?
It is definitely exceeding your Walmart expectations.
It's got some it's texture. It's got some oomph to it.
It ain't got that butter crust though.
Although
that's interesting. Chris, have you had any? Check some of this out.
Last piece.
Although,
I'm gonna come grab a piece. I had it when they were doing I'm Ranting Raving.
Oh, you had
it?
I'll give it another shot.
Although,
man, so I'm gonna get two slices.
I wonder what it tastes like when you put it in the oven for a little bit.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm not one of those guys. I don't do the microwave the pie. It gets too soft.
Not microwave.
Oven. Fresh out the oven when it's hot.
Warm it up a little bit.
I don't even like to warm up the pie because I feel like with the I like that texture. I like when it has a little bit of give to it. When it gets too hot, it gets a little too puree and then it starts to melt around.
I'm not mad at it.
It's good. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying it's bad at all. It's good pie.
Don't have patty comfort.
But nah. She not shutting down the hood with this now.
She getting her love though. Getting her love. It's gonna be a lot of. It's definitely gonna be a lot more taste tests going on this Thanksgiving.
Oh no doubt. I mean, and it's a great. You know what I'm saying.
It's a good pie, especially for Walmart.
Especially for Walmart, and it's a good thing that you know what I'm saying that people are jumping behind it. You know what I'm saying. It's the launch probably. You know what I mean. And everybody jumped behind it so fast. That's only gonna mean more checks for Patty. You know
there
what I'm saying?
How about that?
It's hopefully she could George Foreman the game.
Well, Patty always had a foot in that cooking game, even since way back in the day. Wasn't that part of her character on Different World when she was Dwayne Wayne's mom? She cook a good pie. I think that was part of her character.
You know, so Patty, like, shit.
But Patty's been in the
shit.
Game. Nah, Patty's been in the game. I think she had a cooking show for a second. Now, check that out on her own. On the producer tip. But again, shout out to Chloe Hilliard for coming through with the very rare.
I'm just curious though, like had it been a different singer. So you're saying Patty lends a little authenticity to this
pie. Oh, most definitely.
Yeah, had it been some other singer.
That couldn't have been an Adele.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, I said
Adele's sweet potato pie.
I saw
mixed
another,
with sadness and breakup.
I saw a meme yesterday.
Glass shards.
I saw a meme. with Aretha Franklin on that bitch. Uh-huh. And then it said, everybody talking about this damn pie. Wait till they taste my chitlins.
Hilarious. I saw one that Vivica Fox put out. All this talk about Patty's pies. I wonder how 50's cakes taste. Did you hear about this shit?
Nah.
Yeah. They wildin'
out. Did you see
there.
That little statement she made?
That little back and forth between 50 and Vivica?
Yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah.
She alluded. There was a lot of alluding. Going on.
Called him a booty snatcher.
Yeah, called him a booty snatcher.
That ain't too much illusion when you go.
Now, we know 50 to be very vindictive.
Yeah, so they went back.
Very petty.
Yeah, so we'll see how this transpires.
Yeah, they beefing, but it is what it is. I feel like that's almost over. This news cycle travels so fast now. Like, the beef, it kind of... They flamed up for a minute, went back and forth on Instagram. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but neither one of them real. You know what I'm saying? Like... Popping at this moment.
Yeah, they the transitional time.
Yeah, it's transition. I mean, 50 got power.
And Jenica got a couple episodes of Empire coming up. So it was imperfect time.
Right.
I think that's why she was defending Empire.
Right.
Because that was who was paying her currently. Mm-hmm. She's like, hold on, don't knock this show before I get my shine.
Right.
Patty Zabel is a trusted person in bacon. Okay,
I mean, everybody couldn't have done this. It's pretty.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but Patty is a trusted name in black, man.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm saying.
She is peak black.
She's soul. She's classic black.
Yeah, she classic, man. When you talk about black, Patty name gonna be in the conversation.
Oh man.
So you think when they had the meeting with the agents, they were like, "Listen, Patty's, we can go with Patty on this."
Nah, Patty probably took that to them.
Yeah. Like if Morgan Freeman say, "I want to put out a little."
I think Morgan could get some shit. I don't know about pies. But
Morgan, what can Morgan get away with?
Because Morgan, what could Morgan get away with?
I'm curious to know.
What
cookies?
Could Morgan endorse?
What could he endorse?
No, you got to be careful. He got a few little scandals out there. So
Morgan?
Oh, yeah, he got a little bit. Yeah.
Morgan got like Morgan side mix.
You got to be
side
careful.
Babies?
You gotta
got
to be careful.
Well, it's speculated. I mean,
you know what I'm saying? Morgan might be good on co-signing the Hennessy or something.
Are you serious? A little
brown. Put them all the way in the yak.
Brown liquor.
Just because it might have a little bit of scandal.
Because if the scandal do pop off, it'll be like,
consistent?
Because, he was on that yak.
The most interesting man in the world.
Morgan
Freeman. The Penguins survive. No, but I can see Morgan doing like a little cookie or something like that.
Yeah, a little Famous Amos. I can see him playing Famous Amos.
In a biopic?
Yeah, Famous Amos or Uncle Ben.
Famous Amos was the shit.
Famous Amos. But you know what?
I wasn't a big fan of cookies, man.
You came in after they went commercial.
Okay, see?
See, Famous Amos was, you could only buy them at the high-end department store. It was designer shit.
You serious?
Yeah. You can only, like, and
I saw that. I saw a documentary, but keep going.
Right. So, and like, not Saks, but some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I think in Miami it was in Burdines or some shit. So.
But let's ask this question.
Uh huh.
Was it good or was it more about a stunt?
No, it was delicious.
It was delicious? It was delicious. What's the difference? What's the difference in taste since it went commercial?
Like, oh, no. This shit out here now tastes like the regular old...
Butter Crunch.
Butter Crunch.
Chocolate cardboard.
Who make them? Landy's?
Landy's. Yeah.
That's how it is now. Back Landy. Then, it tasted fresh. It was like fresh baked cookies with fresh, you know what I'm saying, fruit. Like if it had raisins and walnuts and shit. Yeah, hell yeah. That shit was delicious.
$5 back then.
You know, it was you get it in the bag, you know what I'm saying, a nice little... bag that fucking rolled down with the, you know what I'm saying,
the little wire things
to keep it fresh,
keep it crisp.
It was a whole different thing from before they went, you know what I'm saying, he sold it and they just did what they did with it.
Niggas would keep their Famous Amos bags,
you know what I'm saying,
they would put tea in them. I don't fucking
you definitely, because some of them, you know what I'm saying, some of them came in a can. You know what I'm saying, so you keep the can. So it was like Famous Amos and Poppycock before they went.
I remember that. That was the caramel popcorn, right?
Yeah.
So
before they sold out too and went, you know what I'm saying, commercial and shit, that shit was, you know, right next to it in the gourmet aisle.
Yeah.
That was gourmet shit back in the day. You know, gourmet was the word to say in the 80s and shit.
That was like organic
late 70s, like organic is now. Gourmet was the shit.
But
gourmet.
It's funny who
luxury.
Who we trust in our food items, because even like barbecue sauces, they use the same mechanism. Somebody has to endorse it.
Yeah,
like you see the sauce aisle in the supermarket. Like, no, Uncle, but you know, Uncle so and so.
But
so a lot of times these people make this stuff. Like Famous Amos, he became famous for those cookies,
right?
Out in Hawaii, wherever he was at. He was in Hawaii.
But I just think, like, in the marketing perspective, like if a young dude came in and he walked to the pitch meeting, they were like, "Listen, man, the cookies are delicious, but we need to find someone older."
Yeah, you don't look like you got enough life experience to make a cookie like this.
He's like, "No, but these are delicious." Yeah, I know that, but.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I fall for that type of shit.
That's
too.
What I'm saying.
You know what I mean? Legendary.
Yeah, you fall for that.
Famous, like pizza shops where they say, you
nice
know what
old
mean?
Face
like,
on
yeah, it. Yeah, New York's finest. You know how often that
since 1901.
Yeah. Exactly. It's not playing. It ain't that dope. Nobody know about.
But you need
that
an old. When it comes to food, you want an old face.
That's true. You don't want no young.
You
want
a young dude, young in the face.
Nah, what could a young in the face cat endorse? What kind of cereal?
Board.
Ain't some cereal.
A cereal, yeah. You know cat man? Candy.
You know, young cats always want to do something fly over the fusion and shit. then that shit missed the mark.
Yeah, it'd be too much. It'd be too
much. Too fly for young good.
Like even oatmeal, they got the quick oat man. He's like 80, 90 years
old.
He got
to be a nah, but my man, what's my man's Wilford Brimley?
There you go.
Was the Quaker Oats guy?
Old guy.
You remember Quaker? You remember Wilford Brimley?
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
Who's that?
Wilford Brimley. Is,
always remember this.
What was Wilford Brimley's fucking tagline? He was the Quaker Oats guy.
I'm looking it up right now.
And what was his tagline? But he was an older white guy. Mm-hmm. And he had the little tagline. I keep getting it wrong. I keep getting it confused with "crunch all you want." Crunch all you want. We'll make more, but that's not it. It's the right thing to do and the tasty way to do it. Yo, remember that shit? You remember that shit? And then you take a fucking sloppy spoon full of oatmeal to sell it. It's the right thing to
man.
Do and the tasty way to do it. And he hit it. Mm. One time we used that to promote Comedy on the Hump.
We gotta find that video.
Yeah, man. Nah, Wilford Brimley was the dude back in the day.
We can probably find that video. Put it up.
Absolutely, we'll put it up, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, when it comes to food, you need to open.
That was on TV.
Yeah.
You know,
Now I should start to get suspect. Where was you finding this? Was this on the telecommunication device? Yes. Wilford wasn't from my hood. He was on television.
I know. I'm just not in the loop, man.
Yeah, nah, that's all good. It's cool because shit is... I like that, which I was talking about that last episode with... you ain't got to play it.
No, we'll put it on Facebook. Put it on Facebook.
We were talking about the movies and things that y'all that were touched on.
Oh, it's a classic episode, man. Somebody mentioned The Warriors, which I totally forgot.
Yeah, The Warriors. That was dope.
Shout out to the people that have been chiming in on that. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
But
what were you going to say, D?
Well, two things. One, y'all said that I'm a fan of Five Heartbeats, but I don't swear by the Five Heartbeats.
The Temptations, you swear
that
by
that was a good ass. I'm gonna sit there and watch some of them scenes for a minute.
Yeah, that's one of the movies. If it's on, I'll check it out. Stand By Me. Y'all didn't
that's
throw that
what
out.
It,
that's,
what
a,
it
that's a fantastic movie. But I mean, there's a bunch of fucking.
Yeah,
it's
definitely.
Goodfellas.
But name three of yours that you stand
by. Okay, Goodfellas. My two favorite movies of all time is Goodfellas and Do the Right Thing. You know what I mean? Goodfellas is on at any point in the movie.
Right.
I'll follow the shit.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
do the right thing. Even when it's still to this day, when I see Radio Raheem get choked out, I get fucking tight. Still, right. You know what I mean? Right. And if just on some random, just some old hood shit, Paid in Full. Mm-hmm. At any point, if I could watch it, if I could see it from the, like, if it's on, I catch it on BET, so BET all the time or whatever, mm-hmm. I could watch that shit whenever. Yeah, that Paid shit in Full is that was a good one.
You they know, did a good, the they one good job with that.
A hood movie I can't get into, man, is there's two in particular, but Shatters.
Yeah, that's real hood though. That I couldn't get into like that. A real movie.
Plus the one I've had, that's I don't even think
hood.
It had
that's a real
ending.
Hood movie.
That's a hood movie. That's like yeah.
Yeah, like it took them so long to make it. Like yeah, the leak version didn't yeah. have the ending, then they made the end. I mean, you know. Yeah, it is what it is. That's like urban lore.
Right.
Like, that's not like your theatrical release.
And then a lot of my friends love, but I couldn't really get into and I hope I don't get hate for this, but I couldn't get into Belly.
Okay.
But it wasn't mine.
Okay. It was a great looking movie.
It was all over the place. It was all over the place.
Long ass video.
Yeah, it was all over the place. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
It was some moments in there though. Yeah, that intro was fire.
Terrell Hicks was the highlight of that movie. That chocolate, neon chocolate.
Chocolate, neon chocolate.
That neon chocolate.
That neon chocolate.
Yeah.
Ali.
Neon chocolate.
Neon chocolate.
There you go. You might
there
have
go. Neon chocolate. Chocolate
oh,
neon.
Oh, man.
That's epic.
Oh, man. But yeah, shit.
Shit.
Yeah, speaking of Do the Right Thing, Spike Lee had a epic ass
18 minute
honorary Oscar with, speech.
With Sam Jackson, Wesley Snipes, and Denzel in the back.
That was dope.
And you know, he
out of those three, how'd you feel about the three background players? Wesley.
Those was his dudes. He put them in the game. Like, those were his guys. Like if they were like an acting troupe, that was it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That was his go-tos. But you know what I'm saying? I like the part where he talked about, you know, diversity and his part in making movies was saying that, you know, when he made a movie, he wanted to bring Black people with him. You know what I'm saying? And you can see that in his work. He told a story about the Teamsters, and he told the Teamsters that, you know, if they didn't have no Black guys driving, that he was going to have the Fruit of Islam driving. And then, you know, the next day they showed up with some Black Teamsters because he said in the meeting that they didn't have no Black Teamsters. Mm. So, you know what I'm saying? And then there was one point in the speech where, you know, he was feeling himself real hard. And he said something real slick. And he stepped all the way from the podium. Mm-hmm. And he did that. You know how the Black man got that first step? It's mm-hmm. like a launch step. Mm-hmm. Like first it's a little stutter, then a long stride. Mm-hmm. He hit the Black man stutter step on him and stepped away from the podium and gave one of them, Denzel, one of them cats down. Bam!
And they was right there with it.
And
they
was right
was
there
with
it. They bah! Knew it was coming. Like, ha ha!
It was a moment.
Step back. That's as Black as you get.
And then let's talk for a minute about the custom Jay-Z had on.
The all gold joints.
All gold. They were custom Jordan. Apparently Jordan made them like an Oscar edition.
Yeah, 101 sixes.
Sixes, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oscar edition Jordans. He put a picture up on Instagram of just the
gold leaf sixes. All gold. No white bottoms.
No doubt.
You wasn't feeling them?
I like them. The white bottoms. I got to see it up close. I don't know about the white bottoms.
On the
bottom.
Gold, it probably look, yeah, it might, gold. Might. White bottoms probably look better than black bottoms.
Or even a clear bottom. You know
it wasn't
man?
A clear bottom or
nah,
was it all
it was like
white?
A, it was like an all white
oh, I thought
bottom.
It was
so, nice your question, D. Yeah. Jordan gave you a pair of Oscar J's.
As I'm going to be honored, but I mean, I might be like,
Jay, listen, man. I know these are one of a kind, but that white bottom, I'm not really feeling it. I got to be honest with you.
They regular.
They regular.
They look regular.
Hey, Damien, they're made of gold. I know, but listen.
Damien, you ain't hit them with the regular.
They regular. They regular.
Gold one.
Gave him a gold shoe.
I reserved the right to have an opinion.
Gave him a gold shoe.
All right. They were cool. You know, they were straight. What were we talking about before that, though, with the, speaking of the Black moments in speeches, did you see Obama?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people want to pop off about what they would do in Paris. But what you need to put a plan together. Yo, but my man
a
said,
a lot of people pop off.
Popping off.
It's a Black-ass week.
We call it a Black week.
Dude,
it's a Black-ass week.
Can I get back? Because we're talking Black. Because I was in D.C. That's, you know, that's often called Chocolate City. It, you know,
it's moving away from that.
Yeah, but it's still Black, though. It's still
caramel
now.
Where'd you go? Okay. Where'd you go? Went to Ben's Chili's? Where'd you go?
Nah, I didn't go to Ben's Chili's.
By the
I
way,
you had
an interesting question about Ben's Chili's.
I wanted to know if they took Cosby's photo.
Yeah,
there.
I don't know. We should,
you know what I mean? We'll see. Somebody report back from D.C. Is Cosby. I think Cosby's mural is still outside.
And also, him and what's his name? Only ones that were able to eat for free at the Chili's.
Him and Barack.
Barack, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens now. But man, I got to.
So you think if Cosby came back, listen, Bill?
I mean, we got to charge. It's tough. They might have took him off the wall here. Man, this is comedy related. This ain't even about Chili. He had about 3 records on the wall. They took that shit all the way down. But I went to the White House. I got a little tour of the White House
while
I
was out there.
Yeah, we went through the West Wing and shit. Like, I had a good time in D.C. Shout out.
Pretentious.
Shout out. Yeah, a little bit. I mean...
What'd you wear to go to that White House? Did you dress regular?
It was a last minute situation, so I had to keep it funky. I had, you know,
little fitted cap on, would you?
I took the cap off, but I had a fucking button down and some slacks. Not some slacks, but some green pair. I had some sneakers on. You know, you can't get into the White House with jeans on, first of all. Tell you another thing, when we got there, Barack got to that bitch. They shut it down. We about to walk in. Barack came through with the, not Air Force One, but the green.
Air Force Two.
Nah, something else, though, but they call it something else.
It's Marine One.
Marine One
came in, and the thing is, supposedly, like, when he comes in, one comes from one side, other side. Right. We about to get cleared to go in. They was like, oh, shut it down. Shut the whole shit down. And the motherfucker flew in, and then flew back out, and then we got to go up in there. And the tour was pretty dope. We got to go to the motherfucking Situation Room. That shit was hot. Got to go in the little conference room where, you know, when he killed Bin Laden, you see Hillary and him sitting there. It's a little tiny little conference. All of that shit looks so much bigger on the news. Saw the Oval Office.
You see where Kerry and the president got busy? From Scandal or not?
Kerry? Clinton and Monica Lewinsky?
I'm talking about no Scandal, the show Scandal.
Nigga, don't get out of here with that.
We talking about Obama.
Yeah,
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, fucking up the momentum. Nah, I'm fucking with you. Nah, I don't watch Scandal, man, so I ain't seen none of that. But I seen that little hallway, you know, when he walk into the Oval Office past the Rose Garden, that little outside walkway and shit. Mm-hmm. We was up in there. Shit felt good. I'm going to tell you something else. The White House black than a motherfucker.
What you mean?
It's black people all through that shit. It felt like an HBCU, nigga. I was like, what? I was in there giving pounds. You know what I mean? Like, what's popping? I see my man Quincy. Shout out to Quincy. He cooks for Obama. We met him. We chopped it up with him. It was lit. It felt great.
How'd you know not to wear jeans? Did they just, like when you buy
they tell you when they, yeah, because you got to get cleared. They go through your whole history. They ask you for, you know, your social and a few different things. And it is a breakdown. This is what you can do, what you can't bring in there. Blah, blah, blah. I could send you what that text looks like. But, it was a cool time, man. I had fun in D.C. When I wasn't filming, I was full on tourism. Like, I finally got to see the King Monument. You know what I mean? It was cool.
What'd you think?
I still feel how I feel, man. It's very cartoonish. It looks very Ray Billingsley. I had to see it up close and personal. It is still kind of all right. This is a little wacky, but I feel it. I tell you one thing. White folks are very patient when you're taking photos of the King Memorial. Like, they'll wait. Okay, give him some time.
give him time.
Do not rush this
to
man.
To rejoice.
Let him get his shit off this one monument. It was funny. I was taking a picture. I heard two white guys talking. One white guy was like, Martin Luther King, I think he was a great man. And the other guy was like, he tried. I was like, oh shit. I'm just out here ear hustling, man. It was funny
did
shit.
Did you go at night to the
No, but
mall?
I heard it's even iller when you go at night. It looks like 3D and shit. But yeah. Oh damn, I thought I had
all them other monuments look 3D.
Yeah. So I went there. I went to the Smithsonian. I did the Smithsonian shit. That was crazy.
Was that free you or you had to pay for that?
Yeah, the Smithsonian.
Was that free? You had to pay
all
for that.
All the museums free.
Smithsonian's free. I didn't not all museums.
All
down
all
there.
In
yeah.
DC.
But I didn't know that. I was expecting to get hit for like $15. Yeah. And when they was like,
what's
it's
the cutoff
free.
For you? What's the cutoff for the museum? They have been like, hey, 20.
$25. $20. I'm out of town. You know what I mean? $20. I think after $20, we're getting a little ridiculous. This is music. Come on now. Like, whoa, how much should it be? $20, $15, $12.
How much the MoMA?
About $15, okay. $12.
I feel
like
I went there one time and I was like, huh?
Yeah, I feel like with the MoMA, it's one of those things where it's like, it's almost cheaper to just become a member.
Right.
Because at one point, I think, you know, I don't know what the cost is now, but it was like, all right, well, fuck it, I might as well, so I can come back.
Right.
And, you know, in theory, but you probably don't. But I love the Smithsonian because, you know, I'm a hoarder. You know what I mean? The Smithsonian, that shit is hoarding all of America's...
A museum is a hoard. It is. A museum is a hoarding.
It's because they put the hoarding into proper context.
It is. That's brilliant. It is a hoarding facility.
They know how to curate.
Yeah, it's a curated hoarded facility. That's what it is.
Because it's, you know, it's kind of...
With themes.
When I hoard, it's just shit that I'm going to get to. I know why I'm hoarding this. But what is this? Oh, no. We can't get rid of that because that's
that was my grandfather's
sandal. But I don't have any little placards. You know what I mean? Like, that's what the Smithsonian is about. They got everything, man. They had a stretch of pavement from Interstate 66 that was kind of ill. Had Julia Child's kitchen in there. They had like a... Then I went to the Air and Space joint. They had like a full-size plane you could go on in. See, the shit was... It was fly, man. I had a good time out there.
Let me ask you this, though, because I know you're a foodie. Any restaurants you go to?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely did a little restaurant tour. You know, I get busy out there. I went to a few places. I went to the Momofuku out there. It was good. You know what I mean? There's Momofuku here, but I had the beefy ramen. It was pretty slamming. Then I went to Dakai, another ramen spot. Had another, and that shit was just as good, if not better. I went to Bar Mini. Shout out to Jose Andres Bar Mini. My lady put me onto that. That's like a, it's kind of like, I guess, I think it's gastronomy. Like they, it's all about, there's two different things. There's bar where it's just the bar. Then they got like these little bar snacks, but they make them through gastronomy. So it's like they're using science and shit. Like they did this one thing where they made like a peanut butter and jelly thing, but it was like, it looked like a patty. It was peanut butter and jelly inside, but the patty was fucking cotton candy. So you just...
This shit
was bananas. The whole shit would just blow your mind. Like the shit,
that shit sound delicious.
No, it's bananas. Some of that shit, because there used to be a spot called WD-50 downtown. Wiley Dufresne used to have it, and it's kind of that same thing. And some shit is hit or miss, because sometimes it gets a little too scientific. But they know what they're doing over here.
So tell me what you said. Cotton candy, peanut butter jelly.
Yeah, you have to try it, brother. I can't. I mean, you know what I just said. So it's, you have to try it.
I'm saying, how did it, when you put it, like, in your mind is one thing. When you ate it.
Shit was like, oh, wow, they got it.
It was like the cotton candy.
I post a picture. It's like a little thin. It looks like an empanada. But it's a cotton candy empanada. And then when you take a bite in it, you see, like, brown and purple.
Grape jelly.
Nah. You don't fuck with grape jelly or Cool Ranch Doritos. Come on, fam. So anyway,
I can't fuck with grape jelly.
So they had shit like mojito in a spoon.
What's the name of the spot?
It's called Bar Mini.
Bar Mini.
That was banging. Went to the Hamilton. The Hamilton's always great. The Hamilton. I think the chef there might be a weed head, because his shit is like just next different shit. Like they had a cornbread grilled cheese. That shit was kind of crazy. You gotta taste it before you...
No, I mean, that sounds a little more delicious.
There's all types of wild shit out there, man. I had a good time, man.
I wanted to tell you to check out Matchbox.
I heard of that before.
A little pizza spot.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
It's good?
For DC, it's good. For DC. It's not New York pizza, obviously, but for DC, it's a good little spot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, brother.
I like DC. DC's a nice little city.
Yeah, I had a good time this time.
I think Georgetown is a beautiful little town, man.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Georgetown is nice.
There's a spot out there called, I think, Schakowsky's. They got a mean pastrami sandwich. Dog, I was out there 10 days, man. I was in the streets.
11.
I like the Ethiopian in D.C.
Yeah.
That's what I get busy with out there.
Ethiopian food? Or?
I don't know none of the names of the places because I can't
By Ben Chili, there's a famous one right down
I've
the block.
I've never had Ethiopian food before in my life. I've heard, like, I never had it. What's the part of it? You eat it with your hands, though, right?
You can, but if you just like going to the Japanese restaurant and chopsticks, you can ask for a fork if you want.
Okay, but you could
eat some of the foods with your hand. I don't know nothing about it. I don't know the names of it. I just know it tastes good.
Yeah.
And when I go out there, I fucks with it.
Yeah. I gotta check it out, man. I grew up like in the '80s when Ethiopians were starving. So when niggas was like Ethiopian restaurants. I was like, wait a minute. You know what I mean? It was a disconnect. Shout out to my Ethiopian people. No, I'm just saying, this is what the fuck? Nah, I ain't shit. See, this is why I want to talk about other shit.
The statement's made by Damian Lemon.
Shout out to all my Ethiopian people. I fuck with you, but I'm just saying, there was a lot of American propaganda out there where it was like shit was fucked up. They had the prop. Dog.
Damien, I think. They did have the propaganda, and they did have the starving babies. But also, you were speaking from your young man experience. As a young person. It wasn't like now, Damien Lemon. Those are the thoughts of young Damien Lemon.
Oh, snap.
Anyway, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Crazy civilization.
Crazy civilization, man. You know what I'm saying? Just weirded out like that. I remember the first time they told me about a Haitian restaurant. You know what I mean? I was like, what? Anyway.
All right. What else? What else is going on, man?
I passe.
I couldn't believe it, you know? I'm fucking messing around.
Man.
Y'all making it worse than what it is, man.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Ronda Rousey got knocked the fuck out.
I'm so upset at the way they dragged the man.
Why?
Wait. First of all, she got dragged, so she's it's open for the dragging.
Here's the thing. I grew up doing judo and Brazilian jiu-jitsu with my brother.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you can't name me one mixed martial artist who hasn't lost a fight.
Okay.
So that's a part of the, I mean, I hate to say it, it's part of that lifestyle. You lose a fight. You make a mistake. Mm-hmm. She made a mistake in that the girl was a counterpuncher, and she was chasing after her. She lost on strategic grounds. But mm-hmm. to drag her and put these memes up and her face.
She got ass whipped. But just leave it as is, man.
Well, she ain't happy about it. That's one thing.
But she was the one out there.
Yeah.
With all the bravado, talking all this shit. She didn't hit the lady glove.
You think if she was more humble, they wouldn't have dragged her than that?
No. She was the best one. So her getting beat, she going to get dragged anyway.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? People love Pacquiao. But every time he get knocked out, they drag him. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You can't catch an ass whooping without a dragon. It go hand in hand.
It's just disappointing.
I mean, that's what, you know, sometimes you need the losses to appreciate the wins.
Right. So she probably was bored. You know what I'm saying? She might need some motherfucking inspiration.
Or she might have just got her ass whipped. She might have been just outclassed. That girl, whoever, Holm, what's her name?
Yeah, it's Holly Holm.
Holly Holm might have just had her number. She called it. I remember watching that Fallon interview, which everybody's been putting in the meme, but I remember her saying, yo, the girl's probably going to try to kick me in the head, but that's not going to work. I remember when she was saying it, you could hear in her voice that this
she was worried.
Yeah, hell yeah. She was a concern. She was like, yo, she might try to kick because that's what she does, blah, 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 but I'll be ready. And obviously she wasn't.
She wasn't ready.
She wasn't ready.
She kept getting hit. She never took a moment to say, wait a minute, what I'm doing right now is not work. I need to take a step back and stop chasing this person.
Mike Tyson said it best. Yeah. Mike Tyson said it best in an interview. Everybody got a plan until you get punched in the nose. And that's how she looked. She got hit that one time dead on in the face, and she was walking around that bitch drunk the rest of the fight.
And she probably been used to, you know, she was kind of the Mike Tyson of MMA in the way.
Chase you down and beat you down.
People were afraid of her on a certain level, and this Holly was not afraid of her at all. And probably it's been a minute since her jaw's been tapped like that, so it might have stunned the shit out of her.
And then, you know, I've never watched the MMA fight, none of that shit.
I probably still won't.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But now watch this because it was in the conversation. Oh, yeah. And
you watched it on YouTube.
Yeah, I watched it on YouTube. The full fight one, but 8 minutes.
Facebook,
yeah.
No, but I'm saying you ain't pay for the fight.
It was on Facebook
this shit
minutes.
In between a download.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you could hear the commentator say this is after like 40 seconds into the fight. They were like, this is the longest fight she's ever been in.
Yeah, right, because her shit's been like 39 seconds
right.
and all
so
of that.
So she
yeah.
come out rushing. You know, is that right, Chris?
There, she had one other fight against Misha Tate that was like 2.5 minutes. You know, got to like the third round maybe. But yeah, I mean, her most recent three fights have lasted, you know, 30-something seconds each. Yeah.
Right. So,
I mean, she got that rematch clause, I hope. You know what I mean?
That's good for the business.
It's great for the business.
Absolutely, it's great for the business.
Yeah. I mean, it's two people now you've heard about. Right. So now, Holly, you're going to see her marketing and PR team get together and milk the shit out of this, which they should.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And build up this rematch.
But, I mean,
we'll see.
She whooped her ass convincingly.
She ran a clinic on her. It was a clinic.
I don't even know if Ronda might have hit her four times tops.
It was destruction, dog. Like strategically, she just annihilated her, you know, on every level.
Yep.
And then when that kick got to the neck, you know, that was the nail in the coffin, so to speak.
That got sad at that point.
Yeah, it was just.
Does it make you any more inclined to follow MMA?
Nope.
Does it make you any more inclined to follow MMA?
I've always been into, you know, lightly. I don't watch every fight, but, you know, I'll occasionally I'll peruse and I'll see what's going on. Yeah. Occasionally.
Keeping that occasionally. Real opera. Occasionally.
You know. Yeah. Right, you just didn't like they was dragging your girl.
It's just like, I don't know, man. It's like, you know, they train for the, maybe I'm being said, I don't know what it is, but like, there's a lot of training that goes for these fights, you know, and then like, when you lose, like, I can't think of one undefeated MMA fighter, because like, all it takes is one punch to the face, man.
But you know, America's a culture of winning. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're going to celebrate you. We're going to build you up, but shit, let you lose. We're going to go in on you.
I know, man.
You know
it's
what I'm saying?
Like, the internet is just...
Can't wait to put the crying Michael
brutal,
Jordan
man.
Face on
it's
you.
Brutal, it's brutal.
That was the funniest shit ever.
That's the loser mask. Did they have one for her?
Yeah.
That's when you know you lost, when they put that crying Michael J face, that Michael Jordan face on you. That's where you know it's over for you.
They put the mask on her, but then they put the hair back on top of her.
Oh man.
That shit was funny, man.
That's when you know it's official.
I'm going to send that shit to you.
You lost that.
Personal email, right?
Personal.
Personally, from Ali Muhammad.
They put the crying Michael Jordan.
Nobody copied.
They gave my man Eli Manning the crying Michael Jordan face because he fucked up.
I heard he got put on the bench.
I don't know. I know the Giants almost beat the Patriots, and I just wanted them.
No, not Eli.
You talk about Peyton?
Yeah, Peyton.
Oh, it was bad for Peyton. Yeah, worst game ever.
Damn. Man. Getting old, man.
Yeah.
How old is Peyton?
I don't know.
Man, he's been around a long time, man.
You know. He's been around for a minute. We'll find out.
This ain't a league for senior citizens.
Peyton's 39 years old.
39?
That's old. That's how old was my man from Green Bay?
He was about 41.
41. He was the oldest dude in the league.
Yeah, he's 46 now, so figure, 39, 40 probably.
Now, he was 40. He was definitely 40. When they were saying he was the oldest dude in the league.
Then that's like Cal Ripken. Remember Cal Ripken?
Oh, yeah. He was about 85 when he left?
I don't know. But I know one thing about him was he had never missed a game or something like that.
He never did. He had perfect attendance.
Man, it was bananas.
It
was bananas.
To me, that award in school always felt like they couldn't find nothing else for you. Listen, man, you
showed up.
You showed up, man.
Perfect attendance, though, real talk. That is something to be proud of.
That's commitment, man.
That's 100%.
That mean you are focused on that, getting to school.
I just remember being in the program. I used to work, you know, at an adolescent, you know, youth program. It was one, I remember one seat. We were giving out awards one year.
Yeah.
And it was one kid, good kid, you know, but we have anything on him. And then we looked at the Chiefs, like, oh, he's been here
every day.
You gotta give him that attendance award, that brother.
No doubt, man. Because he do it. Because I'm a, you know, we a family. We appreciate education. We support it. We all fight.
It's a value.
But our kids gonna miss some days, man. They're coming back from New Year's. You know what I'm saying?
We gonna plan for this.
The day before Thanksgiving. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be some extended vacation. Because, you know, it might fall on a bad day. Like, you're gonna send the kids back to school on Friday.
Well, let me.
And
ask
then
you
they
this.
Got Monday off. Nah, he ain't coming back to Tuesday.
Wait. Say that again.
So you coming back from holiday, right?
Yeah.
And
holiday.
And they bring they have school on Friday.
Yeah.
And then no school on Monday.
Okay.
He not coming back Friday.
What do you mean he's not coming back Friday? He's not coming back Monday, man.
They have school on Friday. They supposed to be back in school
weekend,
on Friday.
Long weekend, D.
I know what you're saying. So you're saying you got Monday off. You saying, fuck that Friday.
Fuck that Friday.
You going till Thursday. We going to fly out because it's cheaper to fly out on Thursday.
No, I'm talking about coming back in.
But coming back in, it would be a Monday or a Tuesday. So with the Friday, it don't count.
Exactly, but they got school on Friday.
No, you said they got school on Tuesday.
No, I said they got school on Friday and Tuesday. Listen.
Take it again.
All right. You're on vacation.
Uh-huh.
January 4th is back to school.
Oh, and you mean they only got that one Friday, that Thursday?
Right.
All them other days is
off.
Is vacation.
Right.
Then they got that one day before the weekend
right.
to
and
show
then,
up for,
and
wow.
Then, and then they don't have school on Monday.
Yeah.
They do shit like that, and then
that's
I'm not coming back, man.
Let me ask you this, though. As
the views
a parent,
expressed by Ali Muhammad are not endorsed.
As a parent,
I'm not
though,
coming back. Fuck that. They not doing nothing on Friday.
This is what I want to know. As a parent, do you let your kids know that early, or do you hit it with the surprise, like, yo, you know what? Don't even worry about it. Are you that kind of guy?
Nah,
or you like, listen.
They already know the program.
They coming to you like, well, you know we probably can't do this Friday.
Nah, they already know the program. We three kids in.
They
so
know what it is.
The second and third, they already know the program.
You can't surprise the kids no more.
Nah, it's like, what day we coming back? Shit.
That's funny.
We ain't coming back, Monday.
You know what's so funny about that? Because you got three kids, right? there, between the three of them, there is like a dossier on both parents that they write amongst each other. You know what I mean? They know how to push your buttons. They know what buttons to push, what buttons not to push. And they probably communicated to them like, okay, well, what, did you do this? Oh, you know, I didn't even think to do that. Well, do that. I like that shit. That's kind
of They try it. They got it.
Probably come from your first mistake was.
Exactly.
See, you should have asked daddy.
You should have called me first.
Nah, but see, we got the tag team thing down pat now.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of redundancy in it, but and they get upset about it. But shit, fuck it. Hey, what your mama say?
I was gonna ask you. This is a situation where you go,
what your mama say?
Well, yeah, you like, yeah, I gotta talk to your mother first before.
Did you ask your mama?
Yeah.
Then go ask her. Then come back and see. We'll compare notes.
Have you ever been caught in a situation where you made an executive decision that didn't agree with your wife, and you were like, "Babe, I'm sorry. I had to make a decision on the fly."
That's how you come up to go ask your mama, because you done did that shit, and then it's been a big ass issue. You know what I'm saying? You done gave the green light, and she like, "I already told him no." And like,
that's how you throw the deference back.
Right? It ain't no big deal, but I told him no. Oh shit. Now you in the doghouse about some shit they want to do.
Yeah.
Like, it ain't even on your own credit.
No unity.
It's like co-sign and then motherfucker don't pay the bill. Now you got bad credit. Nah.
Gotta be a team.
Go talk to your mama.
Oh, man. Anyway. What else is going on?
Well.
I mean, we might as well. Should we talk about Paris? You know, our condolences to the people affected out there. You know.
Yeah. Shouts out and moments of silence for Paris.
And a lot of other places too. There was, in Kenya, there was another act of violence.
No doubt.
It's crazy. Out there.
It's been a touchy time, man.
It's a wild time.
It's crazy out here.
It's a whole different type of anxiety now. You know, like, because now that's something that it happens so often. You know, these random acts of violence, you know, here in the States, abroad, that now that's some shit you have to consider, because, you know, that's the, you know.
Well, Chris said, you said the Paris is on lockdown for 3 months?
Yeah, they extended their state of emergency for 3 months, I think I read today. So. Mm-hmm.
And shit, it's like New York on a state of emergency, too. They got the guns out everywhere in New York.
I don't know. I was out there looking at the monuments. You could see why, like, somebody would pick somewhere like that to make a statement. You know what I mean? It's such a centerpiece for American politics that shit could be done. You know, you just start to get worried about the certain thing, and then it starts to, not to say that we become desensitized to this, but I've been noticing that. It seems like there's no right way to give your condolences or to acknowledge those affected without a level of scrutiny. I was looking at the New York Post. They had an article about celebrities that are, you know, acknowledging what happened, and they're saying that celebrities' acknowledgement is coming across self-centered and shallow.
Right.
Which is a weird position to be, because it's like, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. You know, I think Katy Perry, no, not Katy Perry, this lady was actress Ruby Rose, who's from Orange is the New Black.
Mm-hmm.
I think she said on Instagram, you know, pray for the world. And somebody on her Instagram was like, well, hold on, the world ain't suffering, it's Paris that's suffering. And, you know, she had to go back into her comments.
Get the fuck up out my prayer circle.
You know? Yeah, and you can't, if you didn't lead the prayer, don't try to rectify, don't pull an audible.
Shit.
But,
go pray on your own page.
I don't know, man. It's just one of those things, feels like when you done processing one incident like this, here's another one.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Ah, it's crazy.
And then, you know, when you always look at the macro level of it, you know what I'm saying? But then when you break it all the way down to the micro level, the actual people that were involved, and, you know, like, the big portion of it took place at the concert, right? And then, you know, so they had a whole thing that the band's okay. But then I heard today, I was driving and listening to the news, and they were saying that the merchandise manager
still looking for him.
He got killed. Well, he, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
they said he was dead. So it's like, damn. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that one person you don't know nobody. There's 100-something people, but you hear the story of that one person, it's like, damn.
Yeah.
His wife on there, you know what I'm saying? Like, life ain't going to be the same. Mm-mm. So, you know what I'm saying? It's just like when you break it down to a personal level, then, you know what I'm saying, that's when it's like, wow, it's crazy.
Yeah, the stories that emerge around it is tough, man. But then there was a huge, you know, polarizing with all the stuff that's going on. So, like, I mean, there was a huge thing on Facebook. It's funny how, like you know, people get distracted. Like, there was a huge thing on Facebook. People were putting their flags on their photos.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of people were critiquing that, saying, you're being self-indulgent. Why are you being so narcissistic? But I guess, you know, I mean, how do you tell what's genuine and what's not, you know? What's a thirst trap versus genuine expression of concern and grief?
Yeah, I feel like just take it for face value. You know what I mean? If somebody says pray for, don't question the prayer.
Right.
Damn. That's right, between you and the Lord. Don't question the prayer.
It's always the skeptic, though. And you know what I'm saying? That's the problem, like, with not the problem, but that's the beauty and the curse of the internet is that you get all these opinions, you get all these points of views, but then you get all these opinions and all these points of views, and it's kind of like everything doesn't need to be scrutinized every single time on every single page.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, and I think we get into that. I think the internet has become that place. You know what I'm saying? Come on, wake up, turn on the internet. What the fuck can we ride on today?
Yeah, sometimes you just turn on the internet and just close the door and leave the internet. Because it's just exactly. Like, oh, they want to be miserable today. Let me go ahead and get the fuck out of here, man.
Hello, goodbye.
Yeah, I just want to see what's going on. Okay, y'all still on that shit. Right, let me get the fuck out of here. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow.
You know what I'm saying?
But anyway.
Yeah, but our condolences, man. Absolutely, you know.
Yeah, man. So what else is going on out here? Man.
Transitions.
I'm out in these streets, man. I was shooting last night.
Yeah.
We shooting this show with L. Clay. And so they had a party, her, Sada, Kai, and old Rajni, called a group chat. And so, you know, it's very young crowd, you know what I'm saying, 20-somethings.
Okay.
It was interesting because they had a full-on, like, old soul set, like a, you know, Frankie Beverly and Maze, you know, something you generally typically see in an older brown liquor party, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like a hood party or, you know, round the way joint, but you got these, you know, millennials who go for fly, you know what I'm saying? It's just a weird, it's like I've lapped life and shit, and I'm in a room with 20-somethings that could damn near be my kids.
Mm-hmm.
But they acting like my parents, you know what I'm saying? So, like, the same grooves, the same kind of style. Like, they got the old mom jeans back now and
the
shit.
The retro edition
like,
of your childhood.
Exactly. Well, like, I'm looking at my damn parents in here, and they, you know what I'm saying?
That shit is hilarious. It's the wildest shit.
This shit was, like, mind-blowing and shit.
Well, Frankie Beverly and Mate, was it Before I Let Go?
Black Famous?
You know,
that's
classic
that's
black
the Negro
shit.
National anthem.
But you, these are, you know what I'm saying, people who typically, you know what I'm saying, you know, for years, it was a separation in black, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but certain things black kind of penetrate beyond. Like Frankie Beverly. Down, down, down.
But
down, down, down. Look at Chris getting hyped. Whoa, whoa. Come on.
No, that's
a war cry.
But when you play, like, you don't usually hear it in certain, you know what I'm saying, circles. So, like, in the entertainment circles, you might not hear it at the invite-only fly party. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if you go to the joint, to the cookout, or to the regular club, or, you know what I'm saying, biz playing or something, you're going to hear it.
Yeah.
This was like one of these situations where typically, from the years I've been in New York, this particular
set
would not be playing that particular set of music. And it's happening, and it's weird because their whole vibe, again, was a vibe that I grew up looking at.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And now it's kind of back. It was never like our native vibe because, you know what I'm saying? We was like, when hip-hop was coming. So it was like watching older people, but you're looking at younger people, which was
old young heads doing grown folks
doing
shit.
Grown folks shit. They call it auntie music.
Hilarious.
Like, we love our auntie.
That's hilarious.
Music.
That's funny as shit.
Shout out to L. Clay.
That's what's up.
Frankie Beverly.
That shit right there. Wow.
It's crazy, man. Let's see shit like that.
You ain't see nothing interesting with the youngins these days?
I've been seeing some interesting, weird shit with these young cats. They, you know, there's a lot of pill popping It's a whole lot of the pill popping line. That's a whole, I'm saying, you asked me what I'm saying.
No doubt.
I was in a situation like, I didn't want to put it on blast. I just been seeing shit that's like, just wow, that's a little.
I would never do that. That's a little junky-ish.
Not yet. Well, is that? There's a lot of junky shit. Then I'm seeing, like, you know, and I've seen it, but, like, I'm seeing, nah, I can't really get to, I've seen some shit where it's just like, I can't, it's one of those things you can't really talk about, like, you're incriminating
can
shit.
Can you
that is like, but it's like, wildly illegal, like, almost to the point where, are you? Is the style to look illegal? Is this, you want to look criminal as fuck? Is that what you going for? Because what I'm looking at right here, I don't even like being in your space, because this type of shit is what niggas get locked up for, and it's looking quite fashionable. Like, it's like there's no real...
inhibition.
Not even inhibition. There's no gravity to what you're doing. Like, yo... like somebody, anybody walking by would be like, what the fuck?
That's a little absurd.
You know what I mean? But the presentation is like, come on, everybody's doing it. You like, nah,
that's
my
junky,
nigga.
That's junky shit.
Nah, it ain't even junky shit. That junky shit is one thing, but there's some other shit too. It's crazy, man. Sorry for being vague. This one.
Coming from D.C., vague as a politician.
You know what I mean? Maybe. Hilarious. Maybe. Hilarious. I might have learned a few things down there.
Hilarious.
Shout out to my political connects.
You know what I'm saying?
Ah, man. Speaking of campaigning and all of that, where you going to be this week?
Vlad will be... I'm at the stand this weekend. The whole weekend. I'm at the stand in the standing room this weekend. And then next weekend, I'll be at Gotham Comedy Club with Roy Wood Jr. We out there.
Ooh, I'm going to have to come through that.
Thanksgiving Day weekend. Yeah, we out there together.
You know what I'm saying? I'm in Brooklyn playing, plotting, strategizing, cutting up new shows. You know what I'm saying? We out here with Coors Light tomorrow. And shit, catch me on the Vine. Not the Vine, on the Snapchat.
See, I thought you got a Vine?
I'm old.
Watch me whip.
I'm on the Snapchat. I'm trying to learn the Snapchat.
The Snapchat.
You know it ain't popping until it got a the in front of it.
That's true. Yeah. The Instagram.
And you not popping it until you got NM on the back of your name.
Okay.
And that's why the Bronx is the
Snapchat part. And Damien and them came through.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? When you go on TV, it's like, yeah, Vlad and them came through last
and them.
Night. And when you get a NEM on your name, then you know you cracked.
Entourage.
You roll deep. That's what's up on the Snapchat. You want to shout out your Snapchat?
Yeah. Oh, Mr. Muhammad on the Snapchat.
There you go. I can't get into this. The thing about the Snapchat is you can't lurk. Can you lurk?
Nah, you can't lurk.
You got to participate.
It's an alert that lets you know who watched your shit.
I'm one of them cats, I like to lurk first before I fully get up in it. You know what I mean? Because I see like what the etiquette is, what's going on before I all the way jump out the window.
See, you can lurk. You gotta learn on the more public type of things. You know what I'm saying?
Like some
of the corporate joints or some of the celebrities and shit. You could
just be in the midst of anonymity.
Because there's thousands of people. You know what I'm saying? Before you go real personal with it, motherfuckers, you know.
Yeah. Snapchat is very interesting because it's you see a lot of people just including you on their Snapchat without your I don't like that shit. We just niggas, oh no, you on Snapchat. You on Periscope. Nigga, we having a private conversation.
I'm currently in the bathroom at home.
Yeah, take it easy. Put the camera down. What the fuck are you doing?
It's indigestion.
Anyway, man.
Where you gonna be at, D?
I'm chilling right now. I'm light. I got what's most important is I'm going to be at Acme Comedy.
Nice club
company.
Out here.
Yeah. I'll be there December 15th through the 19th. That's Minneapolis. So what y'all need to do right now is just go there. Go to acmecomedycompany.com and purchase yourself a ticket, because we're going to go hard those few days. We're going to be out there. We're going crazy.
Fly is crazy. I like the fly.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Shout out to my man, Dwayne Plains, on the
great fly.
You know what I mean? And shit. As always, tell a friend to tell a friend. And tell your enemy too to get in the conversation. We out!